A bushy-tailed friend. I helplessly observed one of nature's pets pass away the other day. A simple squirrel had been foraging for nuts, the route mapped out in his fantastic mind, the maze to the path of nuts and tasty treasures that only he and his creator knew. I watched with sadness as he shivered, little legs running only in his mind. Something was dreadfully broken within his body. The dog's bite had rendered him helpless to stand, and as he lay there on his side, his eyes saw me. I lifted his broken body from the green grass and away from the teeth, which sought to make a meal of him. Placing him gently in between tree branches, I knew this would be where he took his final breath, and the color of this wonderful world would forever pass away. His days high in the trees were over. The scurrying to and fro from fences and electrical lines, and great aerobatic leaps from limb to limb amongst the trees, are now his only wish. I longed for the knowledge to know what I could have done to help, yet all I had ever had was a handful of roasted peanuts, and that could not help. I'd watched him for so long, he and his kin. As my grief grew, I considered the possibility that tonight they'd wonder where he was and what had befallen his now empty place of safety for the night. A place where countless storms had come and passed in a huddle of fur. But that was over now. His black eyes stared out at me. His breathing continued labored, and I longed for his suffering to end. I walked away to give him some form of peace in final solitude. The birds took song and flight, and somewhere in the moments therein, that furry friend who I'd been observing for years drifted away. And that concludes A Furry Friend. Thank you for listening.